USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A rogue pilot in Mississippi landing in the field and into charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. The pilot has been identified as Corey Wayne Patterson, an employee of Tupelo Aviation. Officials say he did not have a license to fly, though he did have some flight instruction. He circled the skies of northern Mississippi for several hours, threatening to crash his plane into a Walmart at one point. Patterson could also face federal charges. NASA scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit Saturday due to a fuel leak. The second time in a week that they canceled the launch. It was a scratch on Monday when they discovered escaping hydrogen. No word on when NASA might try again. Repairs could possibly bump the launch until October. For the first time since the pandemic began, Jehovah's Witnesses are once again doing their door-to-door ministry. Practitioners call it a crucial part of their faith. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
The Houston Texans begin their season in a couple of weeks at home against the Indianapolis Colts. When that happens, the school shooting in Uvalde will be heavy on their hearts.
The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. Earlier this week, the Texans traveled to Uvalde to visit with high school football players. They're gifting the team new uniforms thanks to Nike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. His reforms have been credited for ending the Cold War. He also precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, which he called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Notably absent from the funeral, Russian President Vladimir Putin. He claimed that he was too busy to attend. Gorbachev died on Tuesday at the age of 91. Online at usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Trending downward, monkeypox cases. They appear to be on the decline.
Monkeypox cases appears to be on the decline in the epicenter of the county's outbreak. Data from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene shows that as of August 30th, the Big Apple recorded a 7-day rolling average of 9 infections. That's an 82% decline from the 7-day rolling average of 50 recorded 2 weeks ago. Since the outbreak began in mid-May, no state or city has recorded more monkeypox cases than New York. Nationwide trends appears to show a drop, according to the data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
4-ounce packages of St. James Smokehouse's Scotch Reserve Scottish Salmon are being recalled after a sample tested positive for listeria. They were sold earlier this year between February and June to stores in 10 states, Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Virginia, Washington State, and Wisconsin. Anyone who has the product should throw it out or return it to the store for a full refund. A drug-sniffing dog led authorities at a Milan airport to nearly 30 pounds of cocaine that was stuffed into the leather upholstery of a motorized wheelchair. The user of the chair was arrested after he stood up. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.